If it's hot and banging, fresh and new, you'll find it on Hit FM 95.9.
Whenever I am out of gas, for stress-free home delivery, I call One Gas. Call or WhatsApp One Gas 0708-933-4008 or 0817-362-1028. One Gas.
Welcome to the revolution.
Are you looking for a reliable broadband internet service, fairly priced, dedicated speed, unlimited data, great for business and fun, brilliant for voice and video calls, and suitable for online gaming as well as streaming? Then call Coquina on 0700-267-8462 or 0700-COQUINA. Or then again, visit www.coquina.com.ng. Service is available via wireless or fiber optics in all major cities in Nigeria. Coquina. Stay connected to easy life.
Fellow citizens, do you know that whistleblowing is a fundamental human right or freedom of expression? Now you know. It is your duty and right to report corruption, fraud and wrongdoings in the society and be fully protected from punishment. Yes, whistleblowers need protection so they can be encouraged to blow the whistle. But they have continued to be victimized in different ways, including losing their jobs. The federal government needs to take immediate steps to ensure protection of whistleblowers by passing a whistleblower protection law now. We say no to discrimination and victimization of whistleblowers. For more inquiries, visit www.corruptionanonymous.org or call 0811-877-1666 or call 0913-074-6801. This message is from the African Center for Media and Information Literacy, AFRICMIL, with support from MacArthur Foundation.
Oh, malaria, oh, malaria.
Insecticide mosquito treated net protect you and your family from mosquitoes that spread malaria. Now that you have collected your net, hang it under a shade to air for 24 hours before hanging it over a sleeping area. You and your family should start sleeping inside your mosquito net. Sleep inside the net every night to protect you and your family from malaria. Wash the net when dirty with mouth soap and so when torn. The more households that sleep inside the net, the better the community is protected from malaria. For a malaria-free Crossriver State, play your part. Sleep inside the mosquito-treated net every night, all year round. This message is from the Crossriver State Government and the Malaria Partners.
Oh, malaria, oh, malaria. It is the number one killer.
Who plays the biggest songs? We do. We are the best music and the best talk radio. Hit 95.9, Calabar. From the Cayman city of Calabar. To your best music, best talk radio. This is The Dialogue. The Dialogue. With Agba Jalingo. Jalingo. On Hit 95.9 FM, Calabar.
Good evening to you listeners out there and welcome to episode 362 of The Dialogue with Agba Jalingo, coming to you live from the studios of the premier audio broadcasting outfit in that ancient city of Calabar, Hit 95.9 FM, where you get the best music and the best talk. You've been listening to the best music all afternoon and the best talk comments with the news at 6 with happiness if you're. It continues on The Dialogue with Agba Jalingo, where we will be discussing whistle blowing. Now, I'm not talking about the whistle that referees use in the center pitch. I'm talking about the act where you inform on a particular wrong that is going on in any situation, any organization you find yourself in. What is whistle blowing? According to the Collins Dictionary, this is the act of telling the authorities or the public that the organization you are working for or associated with is doing something immoral or illegal. Now, although Ralph Nader, an activist in the United States of America, is said to have first coined the word whistleblower in the early 1970s to avoid negative connotations such as informer and snitch, linguists say the origin of these dates back to the 19th century. In Nigeria, there were no legal instruments backing whistleblowers until the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari came on board. Several efforts to get an act of parliament to back the act as a tool to stem the tide of corruption has not been successful, with the Whistleblowers Bill of 2022, which was approved by the Federal Executive Council in December 2022, following claims that the whistleblower policy of 2016 had lost him, not scaling through at the National Assembly. Now, the act of whistleblowing has been credited as the reason for the recovery of certain sums in the country. But questions such as, what exactly is whistleblowing, continue to surface. Also, who is a whistleblower? What constitutes the act? Where can it be applied? What guidelines are there? Why whistleblowing? How does it help the society? Why the delay in passing the bill, among others, have been asked. These are more from the basis of this evening's dialogue with Agba Jalingo, with the topic, whistleblowing as a tool for development and combating corruption, idea, reality, and way forward. Whistleblowing as a tool for development and combating corruption, idea, reality, and way forward. And we have with us in the studio here the program manager of the African Center for Media and Information Literacy, AfricMill, Mr. Godwin Onyecholem. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I see my assistant editor laughing because he saw how I was struggling to pronounce your surname.
I mean, it's quite simple to pronounce. Onyecholem.
Onyecholem.
Yes.
Yeah, you told me that earlier. I want Onye. Okay, I know why I'm pronouncing it Onye now. Onyecholem. Yes, Mr. Godwin Onyecholem. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
My name is Jonathan Abang, and I'm moderating this evening's dialogue in the absence of the host, Citizen Agba Jalingo himself, who is unavoidably absent, of course. Yes, whistleblowing. We're also supposed to have the coordinator of AfricMill, Dr. Chido Numa, but he told us that he is currently engaged at the moment and won't be able to join us. But we have Comrade Godwin here in the studio with us, and he will do justice to that. Yes, I've been talking whistleblowers. I'm sure most of our listeners out there will be like, why this people did they talk about whistleblowing? Is it what whistle are we blowing and all of that? What exactly is whistleblowing, sir?
Once again, thank you very much for inviting me here to this great radio station in Calabar. Well, whistleblowing is a tool for fighting corruption and wrongdoing in society. It's when a worker or a citizen observes corruption or any kind of wrongdoing that affects the organization or the entire society in a negative sense, and then the worker makes a report to an authority. That's whistleblowing. And it could be something that is currently happening, or something that had happened in the past, or something that is likely to happen in the future. But the bottom line is that it has to be something that affects, you know, the organization, or endangers public health in any way.
You're saying that it affects an organization. I'm just wondering, so here we are at Hit 95.9 FM, right? The Hit Nation. And as it were, can an act of whistleblowing happen here?
Oh, sure. In any organization, it has to be. You expect an organization like Hit FM to have a separate desk, you know, where workers can make disclosures anonymously about wrongdoing. You know, there's no law that says that an organization should have an internal whistleblowing system. But what it only does is that it shows that that organization has a management that is ready to listen to workers. And then You know, that kind of, if you have that in place, it enhances the credibility, the integrity of the organization. You know, so, yes, I mean, in an organization like Hit FM, there's supposed to be a desk where workers can walk in confidently and then and say, this is what is happening here, and report to somebody, and then action is taken to correct that, you know, lapse or wrongdoing that has been observed, that has been reported. It's important for every organization to have it, an internal reporting mechanism in place to correct, you know, I mean, lapses such as, is it sexual molestation, you know, is it, you know, illegal recruitment, all kinds of wrongdoing that may likely undermine, you know, the integrity of the organization.
Now, when you mention organization, is this something that is limited to, you know, public and private firms only, or is...
No. I mean, it's something that cuts across generally, whether it's the private organization or the public sector, you know. It's even anybody who doesn't, citizens who don't have jobs can even observe wrongdoing somewhere and then even report it. So long as what you have reported, you know, is likely to endanger the society, or puts the, you can report a citizen who observes that, you know, a certain amount of money has been allocated to erect borehole somewhere, and then the man who was giving the money pocketed it, can make a report, because it's about the well-being of society. So it's not about organizations alone, it's about everybody generally. Ordinarily, citizens have a moral and legal duty to report. Citizens have a moral and legal duty. Legally, in Section 24 of our Constitution says, you know, render assistance to law enforcement agencies in the performance of their duties. So we are legally and morally bound to report wrongdoing when we see one. So we don't have to. In fact, not reporting crime, not reporting wrongdoing itself is a crime. The fact that you observed, you witnessed wrongdoing and you didn't report it itself is a crime.
Yes. Let me understand you here. You are saying morally and legally, you know, the people, the citizens are obligated to blow the whistle, as it were. But the question will now be, to who and for what in specific? When you say it doesn't have to be a crime, it doesn't have to be wrongdoing, can you give us some examples where people can actually say, okay, oh, let me go and blow the whistle, and to who? Maybe that will...
For instance, I mean, you can... There is a Supreme Court judgment that says that... There is a Supreme Court judgment that says that, you know, it is the duty of citizens to report crime to the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you have reported... So long as you didn't report in bad faith.
Yeah.
So once a citizen...
So what constitutes bad faith? You may want to explain that when you are done.
All right. So bad faith in the sense that, I mean, you are not reporting truthfully. You are not reporting factually.
Mm.
You know, deliberately. You are not deliberately reporting factually. That's bad faith. You know, so but once you observe crime and you notice that this thing is wrong and it affects society, you have a duty to report to the police, and then you leave it at that. What happens after that report is not your business, but report. That's what the Supreme Court judgment says. You know, so legally, you have a right as a citizen to report crime. I just said it now that Section 24 says, you know, enjoin citizens to render assistance to law enforcement agencies in the performance of their duties. Render assistance means report to them in the performance of their duties. You know, because they don't see everything. So they rely on citizens to take action on wrongdoing. So legally, morally, I mean, it's there naturally when we see something that is wrong, we are supposed to, obligated naturally, to say, no, this is wrong, let's make correction, let's report, so that, you know, there'll be amendments So, and legally too, you as a citizen, you are supposed to report wrongdoing. Mm. So both morally and legally, citizens have a duty to report wrongdoing.
Now, let's look at it from this perspective. We are saying that citizens have a duty. But we live in a society that is very largely religious. And when you see something, you tell yourself, God, do I'm like that. Make it be. And this is something that is actually ingrained. So how do we begin to change the perspective? Because we see sometimes you make a computer tell you, God put them there. No go fight them. No go fight who God don't.
And that attitude is wrong. That attitude of God put them there is wrong. As citizens, we have to take responsibility for our well-being. So this is something that you are supposed to do as a citizen. You don't wait for God to come and do it for you. You know, you
don't. Some have been saying we should pray to God to solve the problems of Nigeria.
No. I mean, it's wrong. I mean, we can't develop as a country if we keep relying. No nation on earth that is developed today is built on, relying on God or prayers or anything.
As some may even declare fatwa on our heads.
People have a duty to develop their society. It depends on what people want. If you want a better and improved society, a developed society, then you have to function in a manner that, function according to best practices that we have observed in developed countries of the world. It's not for us to just sit back and say, God will do it. No. What whistleblowing does to citizens is to say, one, it's breaking the culture of silence. Don't keep quiet when you observe wrongdoing. That's the first thing it does to citizens. It's inviting citizens to say, you don't keep quiet when you observe wrongdoing. The second thing it does is to say that, it breaks that culture of acquiescence. When you see something that is wrong, you want to say,
but what if you are benefiting?
Even though you are not reporting, and then you are turning a blind eye, kind of, or you are encouraging the person to do it in the hope that you too will have an advantage, like for instance looting public funds, for instance, and then you knew that somebody does this, and then you are encouraging, you just pretended as if it's not happening, hoping that it will get to your turn and then you two will do the same. So that's whistleblowing is saying that no, you don't go that route. You need to report so that amendments will be made, loots will be recovered. So because it's not enough to just say that embezzlement, that they have embezzled. If you embezzle public funds, you have in effect dashed the hopes of some people. Whether in the hospitals, whether in the education sector or anywhere, once public funds is looted, it means that some people will suffer for it. That's what it means. So what whistleblowing is saying is inviting citizens to come out, not to break that culture of silence, to say, it's all over. I can't keep quiet. You have to say it to report. And then you don't have to collude with people who are engaged in wrong practices in the hope that it will get to your turn, you also do the same to your own advantage. So that's I think that it's not enough for people to say that we wait for God. God won't report anything for you. This is ordinary. Citizens have a responsibility. A responsible citizen will say, I have to report this in the interest of society.
In the interest of society, well, of course, we are discussing whistleblowing here as a tool for national development and to combat corruption on Hit 95.9 FM. And we have someone from the African Center for Media Information and Literacy, Africa, here, the program manager, Mr. Godwin, who is live in the studio. And that's what we're talking. You had mentioned Section 24 of the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria as altered. And which talks about rendering assistance to law enforcement agencies
in the performance of their duties.
So here's the thing, though. There is this perception and mistrust for law enforcement agents. How would that aid the act of whistleblowing now?
That is the thing. In our kind of society, you know, people don't trust government and their institutions and their agencies.
So why should they not go and blow the whistle?
So,
but because then, after all, government is still the one that will take action.
Yeah. So, but then people still need to do. Government is the one that will take action. Even then, you don't say because government may not take action that you are not going to. The thing is, you do what you have to do. Do as a citizen. Do your duty as a citizen. That it's your duty as a citizen to report wrongdoing. When you do that, then you wait for what happens. Let it be on record that you have done this. So I agree with you that people, you know, and that's why we are also on the part of civil society. We have developed a tool, you know, in partnership with Yar Adua Foundation. We call it Corruption Anonymous Whistleblowing Reporting Tool, you know, and that tool enables citizens who are afraid of reporting to government agencies. This is now a civil society driven tool. You can make your reports, make your disclosures through that tool to us, and then we will help escalate it.
Is that tool available for everyone to use?
Yes. Every citizen.
How can they access it there?
I shared it with you. You know, I shared the tool with you, and then it's on www.partnersunited.com.
Partnersunited.com.
www.partnersunited.com, and then you go to it. There are different columns there. You see the whistleblowing column there. Once you click on it, and it tells you what to do, and you make your report.
So when you make the report, then what happens afterwards?
So that report is escalated to us. It's escalated to us, and then we help you to. In fact, we help you to channel it towards the anti-corruption agency that is supposed to deal with it, because there are some reports you are supposed to send to EFCC. There are ones that should go to ICPC. There are ones that should go to different agencies of government. So once you make that report, we know what. For instance, you won't get a report on sexual molestation, gender-based violence, you know, and send it to EFCC. It will have to go to ICPC or something. So like that. So that's the kind of thing we do. Once that report is made, we help you, you know, escalate it to the different institutions that are supposed to deal with them.
Thank you very much, Godwilla Onyacholem. We're discussing whistleblowing as a tool for corruption, for combating corruption and national development on Hit 95.9 FM. Just about now, we'll have to open the phone lines for our listeners out there working on the program always to contribute to this conversation. And the number to dial is 0700-959-44836. 0700-959-44836. Tell us what you think about the act of whistleblowing and, of course, the tool that Mr. Godwin just mentioned here. And, of course, if you believe whistleblowing... Oh, we have our first caller on the line. Let's take that and see who is there. Hello, good evening. Yes, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yeah, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Well, unfortunately, you have to call back 0700-959-44836. 0700-959-44836. We have another caller on the line. Hello, good evening. The network is not allowing us. When you call the studio, of course, do endeavor to step away from your stereo set and make sure you're not driving or walking around the road. Make sure you're seated and some distance away from the stereo set when you are calling us in the studio, 0700-959-44836. Now, we have another caller here on the line again. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Good evening, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm calling from Akabuyo.
Okay, Colleen News. All right, Paulinus from Akpabio, go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question.
Yeah, I've had all the discussion. You see, the problem we are having in our society in Nigeria as a case study is that we have a situation where you report as police or the government don't take steps further as they keep silent. It becomes a turn of the place. A turn of the place in the sense that the person or the people you have reported that this one they are doing, which is not good. They will turn back and start cursing you. And at the end of the day, you end up losing your life. That's why you see most people does not want to make those reports, because government will not protect you and you die and go. Those are the problems we are facing in Nigeria. So that's all what I want to say. So expect government to take a different step.
Okay, thank you very much there, Paulinus from Akpabio. He's expressing the fear that law enforcement agents may sell out at some point. Is this something you have noticed? Let's take this other call. Hello, good evening. Hello.
I don't like saying we lost that call there. It will seem like we lost the person in real life. But we have another caller on the line. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Edith calling from Bakassi.
Edith from Bakassi, go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question.
Good evening to you, Agnes. My problem is I'm from one community in which the next community to me disturbs well. Sometimes they count us together. When I was contemplating to go to a lawyer, in which he can take us to the police hall, in essence, what do you guess have as an advice to me? And where can I go and obtain permission so that if something like that happens, then I will know where, what to do?
Okay, if I understand you, that you're saying that you are from a community and oftentimes you are being counted or referred to as members of your neighboring community, correct?
And they commit human atrocities. Then, if we want to defend ourselves, how can we go to, and where can we go to, so that we obtain permission to gather information and send to the police?
Okay, Ms. Edet, I believe the police is listening to this. If you can do us a favor, if you are scared of mentioning your community name, can you mention the other community's name so the police who are listening can also investigate what you're saying?
I cannot mention the community for my personal security sake, please. They will know.
Okay, all right. No problem. Maybe you can drop a message later on to this number, 0813-458-5365. I'll call the number again, 0813-458-5365. Drop a message to that number, either on WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, or text message, or call the number after this program, and we'll see what we can do about that. Thank you very much, Mr. Det. Okay.
Will you say that is an act of whistleblowing?
That's a security problem, you know. So he has to. That's a security problem. He has to report to the security people. But as he said, you know, he's afraid of his life. You can see, okay. and then he has not approached the security agencies. Any of the security agencies.
Yeah, okay.
So, and it's a good thing that you have asked him to send his
message.
Yeah, to a particular number, and then you can have a chat with him and you really know what to, how to direct him.
Okay.
What to do.
And we have another caller. Hello, good evening. Yes, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Pardon? I did not get your name.
Manny.
Okay, Manny from Highway. Go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question.
The whistleblower.
within most people that whether I'm posted at that or that, I'm going to charge of government office and even the security agencies here and there. I don't want to mention them. So we keep on doing that without one of the day. The satisfaction of this you're doing is not, it's not there. The encouragement to continue to come for me. I don't know how do you convince me to continue dreaming when at the end of the day nothing is being done, the situation still remains the same, or if not worse. Thank you. I think that's my little contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, then, Manny. Manny is linking basically the conversation from the first caller, Paulino Zanedet, from the second caller, saying, oh, look, first, you have a situation where the law enforcement agents may turn against you, and also a situation where sometimes you may not even get reprieve you see, because something doesn't happen. Let's take one more call, and I think this may likely be the last. Hello, good evening. Good evening, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Godwin, I'm calling from Akanpa.
All right, Godwin from Akanpa, go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question.
My own comment about as much
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Godwin. That's your namesake. For today, I think it's the last call out we take for the day, because we just have about 5 minutes left on the program. Now, of all what they have been said, the fear of reprisals, the fear of law enforcement agents and government actors leaking their identity and all of that back to the public, especially in a situation where we do not even have an act of parliament backing it. How do they go about this? That was the sustainable way forward.
Yeah, you see, whistleblowers fear two things. You mentioned the first one, reprisals. People fear that, if they report, they might likely come after them. So that's why, people are encouraged to report anonymously, even though there are still people who still want to say, they don't want to be anonymous. So whistleblowers fear that they might be attacked. The possibility of being attacked is there if they make reports. And the second thing they fear is that something may not be done even after they have reported. So those are the kind of things. So, but we are saying that people should be courageous enough to... We also like to tell people that whistleblowing is a very, very dangerous terrain to work on. There is no guarantee for zero reprisals. They are likely to attack you when they know that you have reported, made disclosures that really affect, an organization or a society. There are people who are likely to come after you, and that's why we are working towards having a law. The law is important. People need to be protected. Incidentally, today is a National Whistleblowers Day in the United States. Today marks the 245th anniversary of the first whistleblower law in the U.S. 1778. Yeah, was when the first whistleblower law was passed in the. So, because they recognized the importance of whistleblowers, that they need to be protected. That's why they made the law. So we are working, there's no law now. So, I mean, and that creates a lot of fear for people. So once a law is passed, people will be, because in the absence of a law, there won't be a motivation for people to blow the whistle. Once a law is passed, a protection law is passed, people will be encouraged to make disclosures and then be assured that they will be protected at the end of the day. So we keep encouraging people to make disclosures, to report. And that's why we are there. And once you have made your report and you are facing reprisals, please let us know what you are facing as a result of the whistle you blew. Let us know. We will find out. We will investigate it. And if you are truly facing reprisals, we have a way of, we are working with partners who will ensure your protection. So even if it involves relocating the person, yes, we have such partners on ground who can do that. So we encourage people not to be afraid to come up with disclosures that are likely to affect, to endanger the society or their organizations. You know, and then when they face reprisals, when they face punishment, retaliation for doing so, they should let us know. You know, so, and I'll encourage you, I'll like that you publicize the
platform.
Yes, our organization, you know, so, and let people know that this is what we do. Yeah,
Is there a phone number that maybe others can call?
Yeah, it's once you go to our website and reach out to as much as possible, try to reach out to African Center for Media and Information Literacy.
That's AFRICMIL.
Yes. And then I'll leave my personal number 08037039415. I'll repeat that 08037039415. If people are facing reprisals as a result of making disclosures, they are being attacked, they should call that number and then we'll give them attention.
Thank you very much, Comrade Godwin Onyetola, the program. Did I get that correctly?
Yes.
The program manager for Africa. Thank you so much for coming on the program. And we say also thank you to our callers this evening: Paulinus from Akpabio, Edet from Bakasi, Manny from Highway, and Godwin from Akampa. Those who called in, and then also our listeners out there, you're always king of the program. We thank you, of course. On the dialogue with Agbor Jalingo, we continue to demand for the release of Peter Tex, the Godfather, Elton, kidnapped on January 11, 2019. We do not accept what law enforcement officials say. They can't confirm if he's dead or alive. We also urge them to investigate the disappearance of Abubakar Dadiata Idris, who went missing since August 2, 2019. What happened to Mubarak Bala is unfortunate, but we wish him well at the Court of Appeal. And of course, kudos to our content providers, Giant Concept, media partners, CrossriverWatch.com, and Hit 95.9 FM. The production team led by Charles Carlo, assisted by Jeremiah Archibon. We say in the studio, of course, and other members of the team, we say thank you, of course, to our corporate sponsors, Innocent Vehicle Manufacturing, Cusiano Hotels, Oburu, Stepway Barbin Saloon, and Bar Calabar. A special shout out to Akpama Johnson Otile, whose wife put to bed today. Akpama Johnson Otile Jr. And to those celebrating their birthdays today. Yeah, our colleagues, Josephine Asukwo, and of course, Diana Mio Uko, not forgetting Gabriel Ode and Prince Efioka, who is a friend of the house. And those who are celebrating their birthdays tomorrow, of course, furthermore, our colleagues, Thelma, Energy, Azuke, Osimili, and we have Njofe Akan, Onamwedo, as well as Ken Henshaw, Efe Wanogo. Of course, shout out to all of you. Don't forget, the conversation continues on social media. On Facebook, The Dialogue with Agbor Jalingo. Tweet to us at The Dialogue CRS. Find us on Instagram, The Dialogue CRS. You can also listen to audios of this episode and others on Audio Mac and, of course, Google Podcast. Don't let the devil steal your joy, because no matter what the devil smoke, he can never become the Most High. The Most High is always on the throne. Till next Sunday, when I come your way again, we'll leave no stone unturned and no turn unstone to ensure the crossover conversation bears positive fruit. I have been Jonathan Abang. It's bye for now.